to Remelations. We're your hosts.
I'm Mindy.
And I'm Brooke. Remelations is a dream interpretation podcast where we read listeners' dreams from nightmares to the just plain bizarre. Join us as we give you our comedic interpretation of your fucked up REM cycle. And this week, I'm sharing a dream from Kara about a huge mansion, mascots, and glitching shadow people.
Don't like that part. We also have catnaps where we read a bunch of dreams. And this week we have dreams about falling asleep at raging parties, flat tummy pregnancies, tasty legs, and perhaps the greatest claw machine prize of them all. And stick around to the end because I am getting into some more celebrity dreams. This week we have dreams from Lady Gaga, Ellie Kemper, and Glenn Howerton. Even more than that. So you're going to want to stick around to find out what some of these celebrities have been dreaming.
Yes.
All right, bestie. Bring your favorite taco seasoning. And let's get started.
Woo!
Ready.
Ready. Are you ready? Ready, Freddy?
I'm ready. Are you readier than I am?
I don't know about that.
Are you the readiest of them all?
I don't think I would say that, but I'm ready.
You look great.
In my sweatshirt? Yeah. Sexy
yes.
Time.
Yeah, you look
I wish
fabulous.
You could see me, the whole ensemble.
Why, do you have nothing on the bottoms?
No,
of
course.
That would be a little awkward.
I'm not going to stand
up. Brooke,
this
is OnlyFans. This is the Remelations podcast.
Oh, I had my nights mixed up. I was supposed to be doing OnlyFans stuff tonight.
Again?
I'm very busy.
Let's just get into it.
Can we? Okay. I've got a dream today from Kara from Branson. Mindy, nice. You've been to Branson, haven't you?
No. I have never graced the land of Branson.
I feel like you would do that.
Nor Graceland, for that matter.
I feel like you would do that, too. No? No desire?
No. Never. Oh. No.
Okay.
Just never had the opportunity. I don't know. Why not? I'm always up for hitting any towns I haven't been to, so.
Well, yeah, but it's not like on my bucket list. Sorry, Branson people. Anyway, let's just get started. Sorry, Kara.
Yeah. Let's not offend our dreamer before we begin.
Let's just get going. It was like a dream. The house was bigger than I could ever imagine. I walked the halls in awe, staring at all the well-kept furniture and pictures that littered the walls. While I explored, I ran into many people who were delightful. They welcomed me with open arms, and we joked and laughed the whole way. They started taking me on a tour
walking through the mansion.
The mansion. Well, she says, they started taking me on a tour of the labyrinth of what they called a home.
Oh.
Sounds very big.
Nice. So Kara doesn't live there. She's just visiting, unfortunately.
She's just there. We don't know why she's there. She just said it was
maybe we'll find
pretty
out.
Amazing. As we walked, I started to wonder why there were so many different people living in this one house. From what I can see, no one looked related to each other. Okay.
Yeah.
Actually, as I start to study the people that we pass, they're not people at all. I don't know what you would call them, but they are definitely not human. They looked almost like mascot costumes. Like
we're
something
at a mascot hotel?
Mascot hotel. Not quite the same. This is Mascot Mansion. Mascot Mansion.
Mascot Mansion. Yeah, it's even better. What's your favorite mascot? Do you have a preference, Brooke? Like, or a because mascots always have the craziest names for whatever reason.
Well, most of them are associated with sports, I would think. I mean, some companies and stuff. But so I'd have to go with Wilbur Wildcat for University of Arizona because it's the only real thing that interests me sports-wise. How about you? Who's your mascot of choice?
One of my twins picked as her college of choice, Western Kentucky. So they are the Hilltoppers. Go Hilltoppers. I guess they're at the school's on a hill. And
the
that's
Hilltoppers?
Very scary. I mean, like the Tigers, versus the Hilltoppers.
I'm sorry.
I don't know.
That's kind of a...
But if I pictured a mascot mansion, it's definitely on top of a hill.
Oh, it could be. So there you go. You could fit right in. That is not the most exciting name, I hate to say. The Hilltoppers.
Yep.
But you know what? Go for it. So Kara says, it was like something you'd see in a Chuck E. Cheese ripoff. They seem friendly enough. Ugh. They haven't posed a threat, so I decided to keep to myself. Good plan, I think. Don't cause any... Don't stir anything up. We ended up finishing the day in a small room where we all crowded around a bed with an older man in it. This man was actually human.
Oh, is this... Was it Hugh Hefner?
No.
Hugh Hefner's like really into like mascots. Like he releases
non-human mascots.
He releases the whole Playboy magazines and it's just mascots.
Oh, I can't do it.
They're swimming in the grotto and everything. I mean, I think I gotta figure it out.
Imagine how gross those costumes would get being in the grotto. Not to mention they'd weigh like 1,000 pounds. Everyone's drowning in the grotto. I think it got torn down, didn't it? The Playboy Mansion, isn't it torn down?
I would believe that if you think so, I believe that. I have no idea.
Well, that could be just something that's in my head. We can't be sure. Let us know.
Or it turned into the mascot mansion on top of the hill.
Yes, it's now the mascot mansion.
I've got so many visions going through my head right now. It's terrifying.
This man was actually human. Well, he looked human. He also had a bit of a temper. He seemed to be the only one who wasn't happy that I was there. As I looked around at my new acquaintances, a strange feeling washed over me. This was a dream. No, like an actual dream. It hit me all at once that I was unconscious and dreaming. None of this was real, but for some reason, I felt content. So now I should wake up, right? Oh, I don't like that feeling. Like, I mean, she starts the grotto. She starts the whole thing was, it was like a dream. Like, she really had no idea. But no matter how much I told my subconscious that it was a dream, it didn't seem to want to wake. I started to panic. What if I'm trapped in this dream? I turned to face the mascots that joyously surrounded me. One even carried a cake. You know.
A cake.
Cool.
That's the cake toppers, Brooke. That's
the cake Hilltoppers.
Next school over.
The cake toppers versus the Hilltoppers on Saturday.
Watch out. ESPN's highest ranking game of the year.
Oh my God. I can't wait for that one. I need your help. This is a dream and I need to wake up now. I need your help to wake up. I frantically explained to these massive puppets.
Say that again.
I can assume you can hear that.
Yeah, that air.
Can you just relax, dude? You've been pretty good for a long time when we've been recording. He hasn't really made noises lately.
No.
Okay, let's try again. I started to panic. Oh, no, wait. I'm way past that. I frantically explained to the massive puppets. Oh, okay. What should we do? They said. Try pinching me. Isn't that what people do to wake up from a dream? I was welcomed with a fluffy pinch from the mascot person closest to me. Nothing. Didn't even feel
it. Which was a Viking.
A Viking. Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
I say yes.
No, Minnesota.
I say yes. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's lots of Vikings
out there.
Making
this a little better.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coming from the back, a half-dilapidated costume of a rabbit spoke up. Maybe if you run around, you can find an exit to this dream. I take the advice and start sprinting down the halls, down the stairs, upstairs. I swivel my head frantically as I look for any possible way out. I start to notice movement in my peripheral vision as I race throughout the home. They were small and fast, what I saw.
Oh, no. Tiny mascots?
I don't think it's going to be tiny mascots.
Tiny little old frail Hugh Hefners?
Mm, I don't think so, Mindy. I start to see figures shadowed in hallways and on the balconies that scattered the mansion. These figures move, but not in a natural way. They seem to glitch in and out of existence. They had no notable features that I could make out. Just weirdly shadowed figures, no matter how close I came to them. As I continued on my journey, I could tell they were getting closer to me, purposely closing in on me. I'm not liking this part. I don't like tiny, glitchy shadow people. I'm going to
swim in the grotto again. Goodbye.
Bye. I pick up my pace and start checking any door I come across. I'm panting heavily at this point, and I've probably gone through 50 rooms with no success. The glitches seem to be getting more desperate. As I run down one of the longest corridors so far, I feel something grip at my ankle. I fall hard onto my arms as I try to break my fall. The figure starts to climb up on my body, grabbing and yanking at me as it struggles to force its way on top of me. I thrash back and forth with all that I am, desperately trying to get whatever this creature was off. Its non-existent face was an endless black abyss that threatened to swallow me. Light and dark seemed to flicker right through it as it glitched in and out. I can't get it off.
I don't like the glitching part.
I don't like that's, the glitching like, part. I've never heard like shadow glitching.
But glitching shadow people, even worse.
No thanks. Even worse. Again, I must say no thanks.
I'm good.
I can't get it off. It's going to pull me into whatever darkness it carries. I start to shut down as I realize there is no escape. I won't be able to escape. And then I woke up. Yikes, Kara.
Kara. Well, I think whatever... I think if we're going to pick a mascot for this podcast, it's going to be glitchy shadow people.
Yes.
Because they are the most terrifying. They're going to beat every other mascot. We should come up with
a better name, though. What do you think they would wear? Nothing. They just glitch in and out. This is a series of flashing lights.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got that working. But
watch Glitchy as he does a slam dunk.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So, lots of different things happening in this dream, but let's just jump right in. I mentioned it kind of while I was reading the dream, but she does not realize she's dreaming, which, of course, is the most common way people dream. Most of us don't realize we're dreaming until we wake up or unless we're lucid dreamers. However, the only reason I question that being like the first thing she says in her dream is because she made a point of saying that it was like a dream. Like, I just feel like maybe...
like something was enough off for her to be like...
like it catching her attention. It just
house
was like
is
a,
too big, yeah.
It's a big house with these very nice people. Like, nothing would call you out on that, like, right away. It wouldn't draw your attention, like,
I
need to
get
pay...
here?
What's going on exactly?
Did I take an Uber? I don't recall.
And how did it get like this address? I mean, but could it be a sign that she's not seeing something also, like, in her waking life, something important that she's just also kind of just not aware of, but it's obviously coming up in her subconscious? I mean, this house was huge also. So, like we always say, like, size in dreams does matter sometimes. Like, the bigger a thing is,
and mascots
usually
are kind of big, so...
And you know what? They need a big place to live. They need room for their costumes. They need room for themselves.
Their basketball courts.
Their basketball courts and their trampolines.
Their football fields.
So obviously this symbolizes, you know, a big issue she's dealing with. But it gets more complicated. big doesn't necessarily mean bad. But it is confusing because it's a big house, but it's also a very nice house full of very friendly people. Mm-hmm. So still, we're like, what's the problem? What's the call to action here?
There's everything's not, fine.
Everything's fine right
it's like
now.
Surrounded by good people.
Yeah. Like
it's
she
like
said,
a false
I'm not,
sense of security,
they haven't done anything.
As
I'm just going to chill. But she also described it as a labyrinth. So almost foreshadowing later in the dream where her fear about being trapped, like she can't find her way out of this house or this dream. She's in this labyrinth. So Little foreshadowing there, Kara. Good job in your dream.
And Kara, by the way, you're a fabulous writer.
Wasn't it like just
by your story?
Seeing it, like I could see it as I read it. Written. Yeah. So now these friendly people we spoke of, they're not human, Mindy. They're mascots. So what's under the mascot costume, do you think? I don't know. That's not really part of the dream, but
a really hot man body.
Ooh. Okay. I like it. I'll take that.
I mean, Brad Pitt's underneath there. Mm. George Clooney.
Mm, yes, Ryan let's Gosling. Just get I mean, all of the Ocean's pick. People in there.
So here's a funny story, real quick. Never real quick, but when I was in middle school, so how our Catholic school system worked, except for your school, was I think the only one who didn't participate in this. But we went to our grade school for half the day, our Catholic grade school, and then we would go to a public junior high for the second part of the day. Why? I don't understand it. But maybe it's to intersocialize all the Catholic school kids.
Yeah, but then you go to Catholic high school and none of those kids are going to it. So it's like, I always wanted to do it. I wondered why we didn't do it, but you make a good point. Why did you guys do it? Like, I don't understand how that even worked. Because like we just stayed at our school first through eighth grade. We didn't go anywhere
else. We still had to wear our uniforms.
You did?
I mean, yeah, it was just half the day, so you're not going to change on the bus on the way to the middle
school. I thought maybe it was like every other day or...
No, it was like morning and afternoon. Like seventh grade went in the morning there and the eighth grade went in the afternoon there. Anyhow.
Okay, so that's just weird.
Bananas. When I was in, I don't remember if it was seventh or eighth grade, they had a contest to give Jones Junior High a mascot.
Oh.
And all the students got to vote
that's the worst
what the new
idea.
Mascot would be.
You can't give the students the right.
No,
it's gonna come up as like the spermers or the boners,
buttholes,
or the boobies.
Right.
Well, we are the boobies, the mighty mighty boobies.
Fra Ross is boom.
The boners.
I mean, my mind's going the boners. Yeah, maybe that should be the podcast mascot.
I think
the
maybe
glitchy shadow boners.
That's the best one.
Done.
Done and done. Stamp it. It's done.
Not only that, but we also had to come up with the school colors because I guess the school didn't have colors until
was
then,
this,
or a mascot.
Or were you just changing it, or did they just not have it to begin with?
I don't remember, but I remember there was a vote. So,
okay.
Do you want to? Well, I know you already guessed the boners, but we did come
I'm
up
hoping,
with.
I'm hoping. I know that that's not the case because I would have heard about it, but. I'm still hoping that's where the story goes. What was
the
it,
Jones,
Mindy?
The Jones Junior High Jaguars.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Oh, well, and the colors were classic 90 colors.
Green and purple.
More specifically on the green, Brooke?
Hunter.
Teal.
Teal.
Teal
oh, that
green.
Was my second choice.
And purple. Like the most 90s.
I got it, though. I'm like 90s colors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that tracks.
Go Jones Jaguars. I don't know if
I'm at a school right now in Dubuque, Iowa. I mean, granted, I guess there might not be any rhyme or reason for mascots, but they're the Dolphins. We're in Iowa.
Yeah.
I like the Dolphins, but...
I bet that school let the kids pick it out,
too. I bet the kids chose
it. Brooke, that's not nice. I'm sure they're all really nice
those
kids.
Those damn skids. I like Dolphins. They made a good choice.
Yeah.
So, these mascots, I feel like she might feel alone in whatever her struggle is, but these mascots are showing that she does have support, but maybe she just doesn't know who it is in her waking life, who are like her inner circle is, that whole hidden disguise. It's almost like, you know, she feels alone, but has to use this almost comical way through the mascots to deal with feeling so alone.
Mm, yeah.
It's there, though. The support is there.
She's making it less scary, maybe, to ask for support as well. Because if I'm asking a person, it can be scary. If I'm asking a mascot, less scary.
And they're super nice to her in this dream, too. So there's like no harm.
One even brought a cake.
One even brought a fucking cake. How nice is that? I just wanted to, I kind of looked a little bit into mascots. They can represent many different things, obviously, mm-hmm. but we kind of talked about they're used to represent teams or companies or organizations in a playful way. And it may symbolize her desire to find a sense of identity or belonging.
That does make a lot of sense.
And they're also known for their exaggerated features and vibrant colors like teal and purple.
Yay.
And so that may also represent her need to tap into her creativity and kind of embrace playful experiences as a way of rejuvenating her spirit and just fostering growth. And then the last thing I read about mascots, they're designed to connect with people on an emotional level. And often through humor or surprise, yeah. this may symbolize her desire for deeper connections with others or the need to develop stronger communication skills, which so makes sense.
Going back to what you said about she's got some support, but yeah. maybe
she just doesn't know who it is that. Yet.
Yeah.
So this is the one where I wasn't really sure. This old Hugh Hefner guy just shows up, angry Hugh Hefner in bed. Everyone's just around him, but what's
his deal? Don't get poo-poo on the parade.
What's this guy's problem? Why is he upset? He's the only one that's upset she's there. What's his big deal? You know, anger in a dream from an older man, it could be a feeling of being threatened or intimidated by someone in her waking life. It could be a relative. It could be a relationship. Mm-hmm. It could just be a friend, a coworker, anyone. I think the guy is just there and angry that she's there. It could just be unresolved conflict or tension she has with some male figure in her life. There's not really
like him
much to dig into. He's just this angry guy in bed.
Like, okay, Grandpa, get up and
take
leave
a pill,
this mansion.
Dude.
Take a pill. Is he the one who brings on these like glitchy shadow creatures? I wonder.
Maybe.
It's like as soon as like she met him, like everything was fine. Until the grumpy old man,
just
and then it's
dick.
Like, then it just turned.
It did. It turned. This is the point where she realizes she is dreaming, and she gets that panic because she can't wake up, and that feeling of being trapped. And she's begging them for help, but nothing's working. They're pinching her and all this. And
they're trying.
They're trying. They're helping her, but
it's almost like we can't do this for you. This is a challenge you'd have to come and meet yourself. Like, we can give you advice.
And we can support you.
But any change you make as a person has to come within. It has to come from you. It can't be done for you.
Yes. I like that, Mindy. I do. Next comes this dilapidated rabbit. that tells Kara to run around the house and find an exit to the dream. So it was just so specific that it wasn't just a rabbit. It was a, like, dilapidated rabbit costume. And so, I mean, rabbits in general usually represent good luck. You know, you think of a rabbit's
prosperity
foot.
Prosperity.
Yeah, prosperity. Good luck coming. Good fortune. And even, I hate to say it, but dead or dying rabbits in dreams can be both positive and negative. They symbolize difficulties that you may encounter in the present or near future, which I think she's...
The shadow people.
I think she knows there's something coming up. But the good thing is that even dead or dying rabbits still symbolize positivity, which means she will overcome all the hurdles that will come her way. But there's definitely a struggle ahead.
Yeah.
Which, hey, as long as you can see that light at the end of the tunnel, keep going, girl.
Yep.
Oh, Mindy.
I know.
Shadow
I'm gonna have to
glitchy
it.
People. Don't Shadow like glitchy people. Not a fan. Don't like these critters, whatever. They're coming after her. They're super creepy how they move and like scatter about and featureless. And like you said, the glitching. I've never heard it described that way. And I'm like, ah. I don't like it.
I can picture it very well. And not too long ago, we had a dream about a glitching mom.
Yeah.
So, like, why? What's with the glitching? I think, it's a false reality. Like, something is whatever is chasing her, whatever this thing that she has to overcome is it not as real as it seems? Is it not as bad as it seems? Is it more exaggerated than it has to be? Mm. You peel back that curtain, like the glitch, and you're like, oh, it's really...
She's putting more weight on the situation maybe than is needed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I was also thinking that, you know, maybe she just can't see the whole picture with that glitching, like, in and out. She's just getting, like, fractions of information and of what is happening to her, what her problem is, and that what her dream is trying to tell her. She's just getting, like, little pieces of information.
So,
but shadow people in general, often, you know, they don't really come across as, you know, great symbols, usually.
No.
They're usually represent the unknown or unresolved or things she might be avoiding. Rightfully so, but something is drawing her attention. And it's finally these shadow creatures. I wanted to mention also that she said she went through at least 50 rooms trying to find a way out. I mean, she's running around. It's just escalating the stress, the chaos, the fear. But it's also showing her perseverance because she's not, she's like, she says she's panting. She's out of breath. She keeps trying. But 50 is so many.
That is a big mansion. She's right.
I think her problem is growing. It's like growing, growing, growing. And not to mention, the glitches are now more aggressive. So her problem is escalating. It's not just the number of creatures, but now the aggression and danger is very real. I mean, they're grabbing her.
Very close,
attacking her. Yeah, she can't get rid of this creature. And the thing that broke my heart is, like, she was afraid of getting pulled into the darkness. It's such a, like, helpless feeling. Like, what is happening in her waking life that makes her feel so defeated? And as hard as she fights, she just can't get free of whatever this thing is dragging her down. And she knows there's a problem, but the glitches in and out, I don't know, it's unclear. She may not be entirely sure what the problem is, like we talked about. And we talked also about maybe bits and pieces of something. She just hasn't put it all together yet. So the last thing I wanted to mention is the end of the dream where she has that total realization of no escape. It was just such a dread. Like, you could feel the helplessness. It's like she doesn't have the fight in her. Well, she has the fight in her, but she just can't win the fight. This thing is attacking her and on top of her, and she can't escape. She can't wake up, but luckily she then wakes up.
Good timing,
Kara. But we don't know how this story ends, but I do think Kara does have some challenges ahead of her, currently and ahead of her. I know she'll find that fight again because she showed it throughout the dream. She tried so hard to get out of that damn house and fighting that creature, but sometimes it's just not always a happy ending. And
that's
that's the case with Kara's situation right now, but hopefully you'll find that happy ending somewhere down the line.
Yeah, and look for those, you know, Jones boners and defeat, whatever. Demons.
Go boners! What do you think the boners colors would be? Flesh? Flesh colored.
Just all different types of flesh.
There's like all different
colors. Yeah. It's like a rainbow of flesh.
Yuck!
So.
Anywho, thanks, Kara.
Thanks, Kara. Hey, bestie, if you ever dream of mascots or maybe you had a very strange school mascot that would give us a chuckle, let us know. You can go to remelations.com/support. There you can join our Facebook group and comment, or you can even submit your own dream. You can join our sleepover squad so you can see all of our behind-the-scenes videos and extra content. Any way you can support the show is greatly appreciated. Go!
Mucho.
Well, our high school mascot was the Golden Eagles.
Yes, not just the Eagles.
The Golden Eagles.
What was your Holy Ghost mascot?
Wildcats.
It was? That's awesome. Yeah.
So I went from a wildcat to a jaguar to a golden eagle to a cyclone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, let's do mine. I went from a Rambler.
She's okay.
With maroon and gold. Oh, it was the ugliest uniform.
Capes, yeah. Mm.
Then, of course, a Golden Eagle. And then, if we're going to be honest, originally I was a Bulldog. And then a Crusader. And then a Wildcat. I ended on the right one, I think.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Crusaders. That's another good one.
Crusaders.
All right.
All right, Mindy. Well, it's now time for Catnaps. Catnaps is a special segment on our show because it gives us the opportunity to get a lot of you on our show. We read through short dreams, dream stories. We go through them quickly. We don't really analyze them too much. But that's why you can send us anything, because then we can get you into Catnaps, one of the long dreams. Any way you want to be on the show, you're welcome. And
you're welcome.
I actually have a dream story I'd like to share if you want me to get started.
Oh, okay. Fine. Just jump in line. Just go ahead. You just keep talking all podcasts, and I'll just wait over here until you're done.
Just kidding. Go ahead, Mindy.
No, please, please don't. I'm just kidding. Of course. Go ahead, darling.
Don't anything that exciting. I was just...
You're rolling.
I couldn't stop talking. I guess it's not really a dream, but it is a good story. This is Leslie from Montgomery. The day my grandmother went into a coma, my youngest sister, who was 4 at the time and completely unaware that grandma was in the hospital, got home from school and said grandma came to school with her and sat on a desk near the window. For the next 2 weeks, every day, my grandmother would come visit for varying amounts of time, and she would always walk out the door. One Wednesday, my sister came home from school upset and told my mother that grandma had stood up and waved and then disappeared completely.
Oh, no.
My mom told her she had just been daydreaming. My sister knew that wasn't true and that grandma wasn't coming back. A few hours later, my mother got the call that my grandmother had, in fact, passed away.
Oh.
It's crazy, though. Like,
but she wanted to make a little visitation. She wanted to go make sure she said
hi. Yeah, make sure the little one's okay at school. And, like, oh, I mean, I know it's not necessarily a dream. The mom was trying to get her to think it was a dream or a daydream.
Yeah.
But still, it's such an interesting thing how connected people really
coma
are.
Grandma. Coma Grandma mascot. Love it.
Coma Grandma. Can we be the Coma Grandmas?
I love it. I love it.
I'm sorry. I like the boners better.
That would be the best. But, you know, if you think about Coma Grandmas, they can bring you baked goods. They can, you know, knit you a scarf. They're best hugs.
Basically, they're for everything. They're going to, like you said, they're going to give
really
you a hug.
They really should have, like, a mascot.
They're going to yell at the mean kids, hey, you stop doing that to my granddaughter.
Whippersnapper?
Mm-hmm. Whippersnapper. Thank you, Leslie.
This is Carolyn from Lansing, Michigan. And it's a short, it's just a couple sentences. I had a dream that my husband's leg was a giant flour taco. And every time...
Like F-L-O-U-R?
Yeah, like a flour. Yes, it's not a corn tortilla. It's a flour tortilla.
Oh, I just thought maybe it was like F-L-O-W-E-R. Like, what is a flour?
You're concentrating on the flour part and not the taco part. I think you're missing the important part of the stream, darling.
Well, I pictured a taco that had flowers in it immediately.
No.
Got it.
Giant
flour taco.
Flour taco leg. Mm. And every time I took a bite, I would tell him reasons why I love him.
Does that make it okay?
She's like, you have handsome eyes.
Pretty. Your heart is so I like a man pure. With one leg. I'm going to keep eating.
He was tasty. And I had to, but I had to stop, though, because I realized his leg was not going to grow back.
I'm sorry, did she think it was originally?
Like, oh, it'll just help me. Can you imagine something so tempting? You're like, I love my husband. This looks like a really good taco.
Oh, that taco looks good. Oh,
it's you like know when you got a taste for tacos.
It's like when a little kid cuts the hair off their doll and you're like,
you're thinking
they realize, hey, that hair's not coming back.
Oh, no. Carolyn, thank you.
Yes, I love
sour
that.
Cream on it.
Mmm. All right. Well, since I kind of started like a dream story type of thing, I've got another one that's okay. A dream story. And this is Jerry from Queens. He says, every single night for the last 2 years, I've been having frustrating dreams with different subjects and objectives, but always the same theme, unsuccessful resolution. Can you imagine for 2 years? I would be losing it. I can't remember any of them, but it's always something about doing the last one thing that will fix everything. But a new problem keeps popping up. These dreams don't have any monsters, bloodshed, fear, or any form of a traditional nightmare. It just sounds like it's a stress dream, really.
Just frustrating stress, yeah.
Yeah. It's a nightmare because of the long-term repetition of the same theme every single night. And never, ever getting the feeling of satisfaction. Always like I'm one step away from peace.
Hmm.
He says, this shit is causing a large amount of frustration and basically ruining my end stage sleep a couple of hours before my alarm.
I could imagine.
Jerry, I feel you, dude. That does suck. When that has to be.
So frustrating, and then you cannot fall back asleep.
Oh, and you can't remember any of the details, like to delve deeper into it. It's just straight up stress, just straight up every night.
Try really hard. Get that dream journal.
Get that dream journal. Get a new job.
Try to
get
remember.
A new partner. Get some new
maybe
friends.
A new apartment or a new
something
place to stay.
Is stressing you the fuck out.
Yes.
Jerry, I'm sorry.
Let's go with this is from Dan from Lexington.
Mm.
Go Hilltoppers. Okay. I think it's by Lexington somewhere.
Go, what was the other toppers? Cake Toppers.
Go to Cake Toppers. All right. I was at some rundown gaming room. Not a casino, but not video games. Think coin pushers, the claw, and weird things like that.
Ooh, the claw.
Were you ever good at that one?
I'm not super great at it, but you know who is? My brother would get
I can imagine.
Everything.
Imagine. It just seems like a talent he would have.
There is. I don't know if they still have it. I haven't been in a while. There is a bar in town here that has a claw machine. And if you get like one, there's like, you know, the stuffed animals. And then there's like these rubber balls. And if you get one of the rubber balls, you get a free drink. So it's worth putting in a buck to see if you can get it at least because it's right by the bathroom. So what are you going to do when you're waiting in
while
line?
While you're waiting. You
pretty
know what? There's a bar by us that has a White Claw machine.
Mindy, you always got to top me, don't you? You just got to one-up me.
I mean, it doesn't make sense. I mean, the name plays well. Like, good marketing.
It is. White Claw machine. I love that.
Yeah.
Next time I'm there, you got to take me. I want to try to get one.
I'm taking you. Okay. All right. Well, Dan, let us know if there's a White Claw machine. He says, weird things like that. A lot of it is broken or just areas of missing games. I was with my husband and childhood best friend's little brother, Danny, who's in his 30s now, but was maybe 9 or 10 in the dream.
Okay.
We meet with some random group of people and we start talking about growing weed, question mark. I don't know them. I just stumble upon them and join the conversation.
Sure. Let's just start a weed farm together.
Hey, buddy, you got the lights? I got the land. You got the water?
I got the seeds.
Yes, we're gold. We're gold.
We're good.
They mentioned their friend Danny was missing. So I go to look for him. He was hiding among the sheens like an Easter egg in a movie. I ended up seeing a game that I wanted to play and won over $9,000.
Good job.
That's better than a White Claw.
That is certainly better than a White
Claw. Can buy you a lot. I don't remember anything about the game itself, but it felt like it cost me about $20 in play before I won. I remember putting in a $20 bill, but I don't remember if there was any more money put in than that.
That's a lot of money for a claw.
Yeah. And if he accidentally put in like $9,020, can you imagine?
Oh my God.
The disappointment.
You'd be playing forever.
I took a photo with my phone as proof since this place was so run down, and I went to find the cashier to get my money. He tried to say that the amount was wrong, and I showed him the photo with a date and timestamp.
Hell no, dude. Give him his money. I'd be so pissed.
Yeah, stop being a dick.
Yes. Pay up.
I made the comment, I don't know what time it actually is because I'm from the real world and on the East Coast. Which made me feel like I was on the West Coast in my dream.
The real world?
Like, he's like, he realized it was a dream, so he's like, I'm from the real world and East Coast. I called over Danny to come verify that he was sitting with me when I won and the amount that I won. The guy passed me over to the owner, who handed me a fat stack, and then we left. So
I
got his money.
It was $9,000.
Right.
And not like a fat stack of pancakes.
I got home to show my husband that I won. And it was a pile of really old foreign banknotes. I felt like they were French or something, but from the 1800s.
Ooh, old francs.
Maybe that's worth more than $9,000, though, if you think about it.
Could be.
Could be.
Oh.
There was also some American bonds, again, very old. And there was a postage stamp with its receipt from decades ago stapled to the backing like a collector's item. There were also two photos.
How much? I know a photo's worth 1,000 words, but is it worth 9,000 bucks?
It was of Jack Nicholson sticking his head through the door in The Shining, but it was a candid personal photo, like someone on the set had took it.
Hey, Mindy.
I know, we gotta do it. We have not done him yet.
Hashtag, what does Jack Nicholson dream?
Oh, and how much is that photo worth? I mean, a candid from the set.
A candid from that could be
at least worth $9,000.
It would be worth something. That's for sure.
It'd be worth something.
Jack, tell us what you think it would be worth.
Please let us know what your dream, because I would love to know.
Here's Johnny. Have you ever seen The Shining, Mindy?
No.
Okay, never mind.
Nope.
That's from that scene.
I've seen parts. I knew that was tied to it, but okay. So that was one photo.
Okay,
we only got through one.
What's the other?
The other photo was of Robert Redford.
Oh,
very young.
Likes the male actors, older male actors.
Sitting on the hood of a car. In the photo, he's wearing a bracelet that's shaped like a belt with a buckle. And the bracelet itself is attached to the photo. Man, Dan, you are coming up. You hit like the antique rodeo claw machine jackpot.
Lottery or something. I mean, my God, you might not have actual legitimate usable cash, but you have stuff that can maybe be turned into something.
He says all these items together were supposedly worth $9,000. I won.
Okay.
The bracelet, also to note, was red, and the stamp had red dots, almost like a domino. Some very fine details there.
Wow, maybe that stamp's a collector too. Like maybe that stamp's worth something like
could
the
be.
Other stamp.
Never
I don't
know. Just turn it all in. I then notice my husband is talking to a man. I don't know if it's a friend or a coworker, but when I try to tell him about what I won, he tells me, "Why don't you tell me something I care about?"
Oh, rude.
Or something along those lines. So I told him to F off.
Good.
And slam the door behind me.
I like
it. And then I woke up.
Good for you, Dan. Fucking slam that door.
Yeah.
Rude.
Babe,
that was just rude.
I'm just trying to tell you these treasures I won in the claw machine, and you are being a dick.
Like a total dick. Like, not like, congrats.
Dismissive.
Like, dismissive. Very dismissive.
Ooh, don't like dismissive people. Mm-mm. But Dan, I do love that dream.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And I can't wait to try that white claw machine with you, Mindy.
I know. I'm putting it on our bucket list.
Okay. Ooh, this is Craig, and he's from Gary, Mindy. That's not too far from you. I'm assuming it's Gary, Indiana.
Could be.
There's probably lots of Garys. Craig says, I was in a house. A house is a recurring element in my dreams.
Most people it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right? I think it's a recurring element in a lot of dreams.
Yeah.
It's always different, but there's always the sense that it's the same house. There was a party going on. Nice.
Sweet.
The vibe was half house party, half Christmas cheer. Just a sublime sense of people coming together for merriment and good company.
I'm
Sounds
in.
Good so far.
Where's my invite?
Yeah, she's right down the road, Craig. That in itself would leave an impression. But in the dream, I remember being tired. I don't normally feel a lot of physical sensation in dreams, but this exhaustion was tangible and overwhelming. The kind of tired that forces you to zonk out right where you lie. Yeah. So I did. Right on a couch in the That's middle fine. Of the party. Shut Go my eyes. It. I wish I could do that. No way, Jose.
Some my people gosh. Are like just drop dead anywhere you are, can sleep through anything.
Your head
sleepers.
Hits the pillow and you're out. I'm like, sign
I mean, that
me
is, I mean,
up.
That's me. I can't fall asleep in just random locations, but I'm pretty quick to fall asleep.
Not I. Then I woke up inside another dream.
Oh, okay.
It was the
Another
same
party?
Room as before, but everything was neat and tidy. The party was over. All the
and someone
revel-
already cleaned.
It was cleaned,
the
too.
Best
yes.
party ever.
Best party ever. All the revelers were gone, except for one person who was sitting at a table. I know this person in real life, but they're not someone I'm close with at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've not interacted with them for close to 11 or 12 years.
Okay.
Which is interesting to have.
Yeah, why that person? Why that one come
yeah.
into your dream?
He looked at me, and immediately I knew I was dreaming within a dream. Knew it with crystal clarity, like water splashing across my face. Then he said, this is kind of creepy, humans used to be able to access the dream time much more easily. Then the fairy folk came, and they set up buffer zones between here and there, where you're from. Dreams are toll booths, and the toll you pay is human emotion. This is a pirate broadcast from outside. And then I woke up again.
Ooh,
wow!
Pirate radio waves
the fairy
of your
folk?
Brain.
Wow.
Thank you, fairy folk, for giving us a topic to talk about on a podcast.
Please, and thank you.
Yes, thank you, thank you.
But isn't that odd? Wow.
That
it
is
took
a
such a
interesting
it took such
message
a turn. It was such yeah. a fun party, and then all of a sudden there's this creepy rando talking about toll booths, and it's kind of prolific. Mine. Like
it is,
dreams
yeah.
are toll booths. But
it does
wow.
make a lot of sense.
It does.
I think that deserves a T-shirt. Dreams are toll booths.
Dreams are toll booths. And on the back it says, and the toll you pay is human emotion.
Ooh. And on the sleeve it says, go boners.
The go boners.
All right. Okay. I'm going to wrap it up today with Cleo from Savannah, Georgia. I have been having a recurring dream in which I am pregnant. 9 months in and planning to give birth within the next day or two, or even that night.
Oh,
however,
yikes.
Within these dreams, I have an extremely flat stomach and all around don't feel pregnant.
I think you would notice.
At 9 months, you'd yeah. think you'd be pretty
I mean, I know people
aware.
Have pulled it off, but that
That's
seems
pretty rare.
Tricky.
Yeah. I don't say anything to anyone about my doubts, but if anyone looked at me, it would be very obvious that I'm not about to go into labor. In these dreams, I'm generally with my family, my long-term boyfriend, mm-hmm. and then in parentheses she wrote, who I have had one pregnancy scare with.
Oh.
And sometimes a medical professional.
Hmm.
These dreams never go on long enough to see whether I will actually give birth or if it was revealed as a fluke. I'm not quite sure what's influencing these dreams.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I know these are catnaps, but I wish I had a little more time with this one. This
yes.
one is kind of one I would want to delve a little deeper in. Like, what does that mean?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe it had to do with a scare. Maybe it's the pregnancy, the anticipation of something upcoming.
Yeah.
A fear that it might not come through. Let us know, Cleo.
Yes, please.
We want to know all the details.
Thank you, Kara, for sharing your dream. It took us all over the place, but we also, as always, have had some great catnaps, stories, and dreams. So thank you for sharing.
All right. Topic. Brooke, you're going to like today.
I always like your topics, and I'm always on pins and needles to find out what it's going to be.
Well, this is one we've covered before, but it's been a while.
Okay.
So let's get into celebrity dreams and sleep stories.
Love it, Mindy.
I know you do. I know your celebrities are your favorite, girl. All right, Brooke. Well, I'm starting it off with kind of a sleep story.
Okay.
And this is from Dakota Johnson.
All right.
Who you probably know.
I am
She's
aware.
An actress. She's most well known for 50 Shades of Grey, that series.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
So Dakota was quoted in a Wall Street Journal article. So this article came out and she was quoted as saying, "I am not functional if I get less than 10. I can easily go for 14 hours." Speaking of sleep.
Oh, be still my heart, Dakota. I wish I could sleep 14 hours a day. I just want 10 waking hours and the rest, I don't need anything more than that.
Well, your sentiment was taken the same way a lot of people took it, and she kind of got a little backlash for making the statement.
Why?
Because people would say things like, well, if I had people to clean my house,
I get it.
You know, a private chef, I could sleep 15 hours a day too. Like people kind of on social media.
They were snarky. I don't think she meant it in a snarky way, but
No.
People be snarky.
It didn't help that she says that she doesn't have a morning routine and it depends on what's happening in my life. If I'm not working and I have a day off on a Monday, then I will sleep as long as I can. Okay. So people got snarky.
I'm on her side. Sorry. If I had that flexibility, I would be doing the same goddamn thing. Don't be haters.
Right.
Don't
well,
be
then she,
haters.
Yeah. Well, later she went on Jimmy Fallon, and Jimmy Fallon kind of jokingly brought this up to her. And she says, I don't need 14 hours of sleep.
I just like it.
I don't demand it. I'm not a monster. I have a job. And she goes on to say, why is sleep bad? Like, why? Leave me alone. I'm literally doing nothing. I'm just sleeping.
Yes. I mean, that is the most innocuous thing possible. Like, you're sleeping. You're not hurting anyone. Quit giving her the business.
And then she says, I don't have to take anything to sleep like that either. I just sleep like that. And if I took like an Ambien, I'd wake up next year.
If I took an Ambien, I'd wake up in 30 minutes.
Well, yeah, I know you would. Well, here's something that you guys have in common, because she's also talking about self-care and how she uses it. You know, how she uses her sleep for self-care,
yes,
which is absolutely acceptable. Mm-hmm. She says, I will get in a bathtub at any moment, at any time of the day. If in the middle of the day I'm like, oh God, what is this world? I'll get in the bathtub. I find water really grounding.
That is my zen. You're right. 100%.
Yep. So even though you guys don't have the same sleeping patterns, you guys both like your bath.
I could go for a bath. It's been a day.
Yeah. Hop in one tonight. You're going to do it.
Hop in. I've got some bath salts.
Get the bubbles
going. Some bubble bath.
Nice.
Throw on some ER on my iPad. Put that iPad on the toilet right next to my tub. Make it sexy.
Sexy. Yeah, because you know, we don't have a giant mansion. We just, like, we're not in the mascot mansion. We have our, put it on the toilet.
I got to put my iPad on the toilet. Like a normal person.
She's like a whole grotto. Do the cats, they enjoy the bathtub? Do they like getting wet? Any of them?
No, but they also get, well, especially Haddonfield, gets very nervous when I'm in the tub. He just, like, doesn't understand. He goes, grabs his lovey, his little toy, like his comfort thing, and he'll bring it in his mouth, and he'll look at me, and then he'll drop it, like, are you okay?
I'm just going to be here in case you drown.
I'm here, and here's my lovey, and it's right here if you need it.
Oh,
and he just, like, sometimes puts his paws up and, like, looks at me, and I'm like,
I'm fine.
Okay.
Mama's relaxing.
Yes. Go away. It's mama's time. But, yeah, he gets very upset.
Oh, it's cute, though.
Yeah, it is.
All right. Well, I have another one that you love, someone you adore, Glenn Howerton.
I do love Glenn.
I know you do. Most known for?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Of course.
Yay.
So for years, Glenn Howerton had this recurring dream.
Okay.
And he developed this on an article. I'm going to post all these links so you guys can see them and pictures, Brooke.
I'm going to deep dive into that.
You're going to deep dive into his bathtub. Glenn says he's had this recurring dream. I'm on a longboard, and I'm really good at it, he says.
I would like this dream.
Really, really good at it, and I don't know why.
I love it.
So in his dream, he's cruising around Venice near Los Angeles, and when the interviewer mentioned that that's surprising because recurring dreams are usually haunting or bad or stressful, Glenn said, nope, I'm just riding around, and it feels good. I feel free, and it's a very pure dream.
That's an awesome recurring dream to have.
Oh,
like you said, they're usually stress dreams or nightmares, and he's got just this chill dream. Chill. That's awesome.
Relax. Well, here's a fun side note. After so many of these joyous recurring dreams he's had, he finally bought a longboard during the pandemic, and turns out he was naturally good at it. He longboards around his neighborhood now for about a half an hour most days as a little afternoon treat.
Oh, so he's paddle boarding.
Longboarding. No, I think I'm guessing skateboarding. Why? Longboard skateboards. Longboards.
Well, no, because there's shortboard and longboard surfing. Like, shortboards are like
but what he can't be doing it around his neighborhood.
Well, if he lives in Venice, there's Venice Beach. I don't know.
Well, that's just to be known. We don't know. Glenn, can you please? We already hashtagged you, so can you please give us some more details on this dream? Please. Jeez. More details, the better. We always tell the besties that.
Yes.
But he does say it's just a fun way to get some sunshine.
I like it. Whether he's surfing, skateboarding, or paddleboarding, I like it. He's happy. It's all that matters.
He's happy. Brooke's happy.
And I know I would not be good at any of those. Balance is not necessarily my strongest suit.
I would agree. With you on that.
Thank you.
I've seen you fall a couple times.
Yeah, I do. And I don't even have to be intoxicated.
It's true. All right. Moving on. Another favorite. I'm just hitting up all of Brooke's favorites today. Quentin Tarantino.
Oh, Mindy, what are you doing to me?
Mm-hmm. Very famous film director, screenwriter, director, you know, man of many,
actor.
Many talents. Mm-hmm.
You like From Dusk Till Dawn, Mindy. You told me so.
I do. Dusk Till Dawn, Pulp Fiction, Kill Bill, Django. Like, the list
goes on.
He's
always in. He's always in his movies.
You know who he is.
Yeah.
He's had a recurring dream that had kept him awake most nights.
Oh.
In this dream, he recalled, was a kid. And then in this interview, he corrects himself. He says, no, the dream is of a very cool kid.
Oh.
And whatever I do, I can't let him down. When he grows up, this kid will be a fan of mine, and I want that when he discovers my films, there won't be any weak link among them.
That's awesome!
So he's like a dream rando kid inspires him to be a great
director
everything.
And writer and actor. Oh my gosh! Quentin, I thought from what he puts out, I thought it was going to be cray-cray.
Right? No, just wants to keep a little
a
kid
really
happy.
Sweet dream. Oh.
He doesn't want to disappoint his young dream fan.
So nice, Quentin.
We also want to know the creepy ones, Quentin.
Yeah. Let us know. Okay.
So a few years ago, you may have heard of someone named David Letterman.
Doesn't sound familiar, Mindy.
A late night talk show host. Well, he was retiring. And towards the end of his career, was it The Late Show or was it
The Late
Show?
It's CBS. Right?
Okay.
CBS at late
I think you're right.
Show?
Yeah. So before he retired, he had America's sweetheart, Sarah Jessica Parker, on. Mm-hmm. And she leaned into him and told him a dream. She said, many, many years ago, before I was spoken for legally, referencing her husband, Matthew Broderick.
Holla, Ferris Bueller style.
That's right. I had a dream that you and I went to a basketball game together, she said to David. And during halftime, you turned to me and you said, and I think you meant every word, you said, I love you. And I said, oh my God, I love you too. And then you dipped me.
Oh, dipping is so romantic.
I mean, if anyone's going to dip, it's going to be an old school guy like David Letterman.
Oh, yeah. I love this one.
Letterman asked if it was a recurring dream with any guy, and she says, absolutely not.
Just him.
And then she laughed. Could you see me on another talk show in 7 months? Like, Jimmy, it's the craziest thing. I just had a dream about you. She goes, no, David, it's unique and singular to you only.
That's nice. I bet he loved it. I love it, David Letterman. I love him.
Yes. All right. Here's a short and sweet one. This one's a tweet from Cardi B.
Ooh, Cardi B. Is she the one that goes, or whatever?
Yes. That's exactly what she does. Good job, Brooke. I think you could do a stand-in.
I could. We look alike.
You do. So alike. She's tweeted, I had a dream I was in high school walking around with no shoes. I hate those types of dreams.
I love those.
So even Cardi B has those same high school nightmare dreams we all have them.
She was probably
late for an exam, too.
Oh, yeah. And can't remember her schedule or her locker combination.
Or her locker. The worst.
Yep.
All right. Well, here's an interesting segment that they did on the Today Show.
Okay.
So this was like 2018. So, Brooke, we're talking Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Hoda and Kathy. Got it.
And there was actually Ellie Kemper was on there as well.
Oh, I love Ellie Kemper.
Best known for?
Well, I like her for the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah.
But she was also the other receptionist on The Office.
The second receptionist.
But she's one of my favorites. She's hilarious.
Yes, she is hilarious. So they did a segment where they were calling it like nightmares and dreams. And they had Lori Loewenberg on there. And she's like a celebrity dream interpreter to the stars.
Ooh.
Like, I want that job, Lori. Watch out. We're coming for your job.
Watch out, bitch. Oh, just kidding. I respect you.
No, we do. We do love you. She can be hired for your, you know, party in the hills.
Your child's bar mitzvah in the hills.
You know it. Yes. I'm going to interpret some dreams. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, she was on the show and she was talking about nightmares. And they put up a graphic that I thought was interesting. I was going to share with you. They polled the audience asking what their recurring nightmare was. 26% were being stuck or trapped.
Mm-hmm.
26% were falling.
Yep.
25% were being chased.
Yep.
And 23% said it was their own death or the death of a loved one.
That seems like very accurate numbers.
Yeah,
I were just to randomly
like
put it
together.
Pretty
much like quarters.
Those would be like the four biggies.
Yes, exactly. So when it came to Kathy Lee, when she was asked what her recurring nightmare is, says this.
I can't imagine what Kathy Lee is going to say.
Oh no, Brooke's going to ruffle some feathers. How are we going to get the celebs, Brooke? You have to be nice.
Hey, I didn't say anything bad. I just said I can't imagine what she's gonna dream.
I'm chewing gum and I want to say something, but I can't. But I can't because my mouth is glued shut.
Is that like self-fulfilling prophecy?
You know, it's for someone who has a talk show, it totally makes sense, right?
It
though
does.
She does it talk constantly.
Yes, but sounds kind of like good idea, maybe throw some gum in her mouth.
All right, moving on to Ellie Kemper. She says,
oh, Ellie.
I have a recurring dream that my teeth fall out. I'll be talking. My teeth fall out. I will be chewing. My teeth will fall out. I'll be riding a bike and my teeth will fall out.
You know, that would be one I would think would have been made your list too, falling out.
Yes, right.
But yeah.
Pretty typical. Now, out of the three of them, Hoda had the most detailed. And if I'm thinking of the three of them, I would see as Hoda being the most in tune with her dreams for some reason.
Okay.
I don't know. I just pick her out as such.
Sure.
Here's what she said. Usually, I'm racing to get to the set. We have a show at 10, and it's 9:55.
Uh-oh.
I am running through a field, and I say to someone, I thought the set was here. And they go, no, it's over there. And then I run to that place. And right when I get there, they're like, did you do the story? And I'm like, what story?
Oh, no.
And then they say, 1 minute. Everyone's screaming and no one's helping me. I just feel like I keep running and people can't give me answers.
Mm-hmm.
And my heart is pounding the whole time. It's horrifying.
That is a good description. She's got a good classic stress
dream
there.
She's got that stress dream of running. Absolutely.
And Mindy, just to go back to Ellie for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So we had talked about choose your own adventure books.
Yes.
A while back.
Favorite, yes.
But I still haven't done it. But Kimmy Schmidt, the TV show, it's on Netflix. They have an interactive part, like once the series over, and you can like choose different ways.
Oh, like choose your own adventure.
And I haven't done it yet, but I'm like, that is such a fun idea for a comedy show. And so.
Yeah. Alternate endings.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Last one for you. Our gal, Lady Miss Gaga, Miss Lady Gaga, Miss, ma'am of everything. So Lady Gaga, this is a Rolling Stone interview from 2010.
Cool.
Now, if you don't know anything about Lady Gaga, there's this conspiracy theory that she's part of the Illuminati.
Okay.
And the Illuminati is just like a secret society, right?
Of super famous people that run the world.
Oh, right. Yeah. Oh, I forgot that part.
Yeah,
that
that's part kind of a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. So she said to Rolling Stone about a dream she has. She says, I have this recurring dream sometimes that there's a phantom in my home.
Ooh.
And he takes me into a room, and there's a blonde girl with ropes tied to all four of her limbs.
Hmm.
And she's got my shoes on from the Grammys. Go figure, psycho. And the ropes are pulling her apart.
Ooh, like drawing and quartering. Ooh, ouch.
She goes on to say, I never see her get pulled apart, but I just watch her whimper. And then the phantom says to me, if you want to make me stop hurting her, and if you want your family to be okay, you'll cut your wrists.
What?
Yeah, this is a pretty heavy dream, Lady Miss Gaga.
Wow. This is heavy.
And then she continues. And I think he has his own, like, crazy wrist-cutting device.
Oh!
And then he has honey, like, in a Tupperware container. And it looks just like sweet and sour sauce with a lot of MSG from New York. Just bizarre.
I love how she knows it has a lot of MSG in it.
I know, like, just by looking at it, she's like, that's a lot of MSG in that sweet and sour sauce.
That honey, is some New York sweet and sour sauce with some MSG.
Even Lady Gaga's got some weird things thrown into her dreams.
Could you believe it? That she would have some odd dreams?
Just bizarre, she says. And then this phantom wants me to pour the honey into the wounds and then pour cream over it and then gauze.
So
according to Lady Gaga, she was confused by her dream and turned to online sources to find out its meaning.
Ooh.
Brooke, can you imagine if Lady Gaga came across our blog of all of our dream symbols?
Mindy,
I mean,
I can't even deal with that thought. Now I lose my mind.
I mean, you never know. If someone looks for boner mascot dream, it's going to come up.
They're going to find us.
They're going to find the website. Well, now I have to put heavy MSG sweet and sour sauce.
And why is
it? And then that way, if she has it again.
Isn't it honey? Why isn't sweet and sour sauce like red?
Yeah, right. Okay. So I looked up the dream and I couldn't find anything out about it anywhere. And my mom goes, wait, is that an Illuminati ritual? And I was like, oh my God.
Is it?
She goes on to admit her nightmares inspire her eccentric stage shows.
I love it.
I do have morbid dreams, but I put them in the show. A lot of the work I do is an exorcism for the fans, but also for me.
I'm sorry, her shows and performances are out of this world. You can tell.
Yes, and she's getting them put into your dreams like
every
this.
Every ounce of herself out there. Mm-hmm. She just gives it all. Like, she's not, I mean, she could be afraid, but she does it still. And it's just so awesome.
And now we know what she dreams.
Yes.
But we need to know more. So again, if we've already hashtagged you, like Miss Gaga. And
this is just a reminder. This is just a friendly,
sweet,
gentle
reminder. That Quentin, I know we've got you, babe. We've got, you know, just let us know. Just let us know what you dream. And we're going to keep doing this segment. If you want to hear more, bestie, let us know. And we'll keep coming back with more celebrity dreams.
Yay! I love it. Thanks, Mindy.
Always. Oh, but moving on from celebrities, speaking of events.
Yeah, what's going on today, with you?
Well, today the moon went in front of the sun, so that's kind of interesting.
It was interesting.
Did you do anything special for it?
Well, I closed all my blinds because they said your pets won't know to not look. So I closed all my blinds. I was trying not to look, but I was in my car a lot today going between schools, and I could sense a change in the light.
Yeah.
But like,
yes,
it wasn't like significant. But when I got to the last school of the day, there were some teachers outside, and they had what looked like those old school 3D glasses on.
Yeah.
And I said, "See anything great?" And he's like, "Do you want to?" One of the guys was like, "You want to see?" And I put it on, and it was so cool. I'm like, how is it so different from what you see with your naked eye as opposed to when you have these glasses on? Glasses on, you can see the actual like sliver of the sun and the moon. It was awesome.
Because by us, it got to like 93% covered. It was pretty far. I bought all of us those glasses. They just happened to be at the checkout of the
grocery store. I was like, where do you buy those?
So
did you look at it and see like the little?
I got all the kids ones, and then they were all at school. So it was just Mark and I home. So we went outside. We took our dorky selfie. We looked at it. And then I put them on Kingston. And then, so I got this cute picture of Kingston in his little Eclipse glasses.
Oh, did he look at it?
I don't think he really cared. No. He wanted to rip them off and tear them apart.
I just want to see the picture with the glasses on before he
I will post it for sure. I will post it for sure. But yeah, so it was just, you know, one of those things that
It's not supposed to happen for like another 20 years or something, right?
Yeah, we're going to be fucking old.
Oh, Mindy, let's not talk about it.
We might be dead.
We could be dead by then. We could be dead tomorrow, though.
Let's just live positively.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. One day at a time, we can do it.
Anything else new and exciting for you?
No, but I did actually just want to share a little meme my brother sent me that I thought was so funny. So he said, and, you know, let us know if you feel this way, too.
Yeah.
A Coke from a bottle, a can, and McDonald's are three different drinks.
Yes, they are.
Amen, brother. They are three entirely different drinks.
Okay, so what out of the three? Mm-hmm. Let's rank them, Brooke. How do you rank them?
Okay. This is difficult.
I mean, you're talking glass bottle or plastic bottle? Because
I'm guessing
it's
just
even
the plastic,
a difference as well.
Like 20 ounce, whatever it is. I would technically prefer that because I usually don't finish one, so I don't want a can because it loses its carbonation. I can put the lid on. But a fountain Coke, sometimes that is just like what you need to get through the day. So I don't know. They all have very special places in my heart. I remember as a kid, all I ever wanted was an airplane Coke. I thought they tasted different on an airplane. Still to this day, people joke to me, and I'm like, they're like, did you have an airplane Coke? I'm like, you bet your ass I had a fucking airplane Coke.
I have an airplane tomato juice every time because the tomato juice tastes
something
better in the air,
different.
Too.
It just does.
I don't know.
So really, I think there are four different types of Cokes. You got to add airplane Coke in there.
And glass bottle Coke.
And glass bottle Coke. Which I would love just for the novelty of it.
The nostalgia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm going to go... Fountain Coke is probably top because I do like ice in my Coke.
I'm not an ice person, so I can go with
and you don't
all the
an
other
ice
options.
Person. You never have it. So I'm gonna go fountain with crunchy ice. So I'm not even gonna say McDonald's. I'm like, I'm giving me my whatever gas.
I was gonna say gas station crushed ice.
Yeah. Crunchy. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I'll go glass bottle.
Wow. Okay.
Then I'll go can, and then plastic's absolutely last.
Oh, my God.
I never get them. I never give them plastic bottles.
See, I have to, because otherwise it goes bad.
I mean, I get it.
I know.
It's a waste thing. Yeah. Yeah. Bestie, let us know what you think. What's your favorite kind of Coke? And don't even come to us with Pepsi, because that's not going to happen.
No, that's not an option. I'm sorry.
Some people are snobs. I don't care. If I'm at a place and that's all I have, I'm not going to throw a fit. You know, there's some people when I used to waitress, they're like, no, Pepsi, no.
I get it. But if I had a choice, I would go Coke every time.
Me too. Sames.
Samesies.
All right, bestie. Let us know what kind of Coke you like. You can also ask your friend what kind of Coke they like. See how they rank. See if you guys are the same or different. Like us.
Mindy and I are different. We figured it out.
Ask them what they like, and then ask them if they listen to the podcast, because that's going to be question number two. Do you listen to Remelations? You should.
Maybe that should be question number one.
Good point. Good question.
Let's then flip it. Ask if they listen, and then say, would you like to have a listen with a nice bottle of Coke?
Fountain Coke.
Or Fountain Coke.
So you can tell your friend, or you can tell someone else about the podcast, like your favorite mascot. Next time you're at a sporting event or a corporate party, or just stop them and be like, hey, you, big boner penis, let me tell you about a podcast. Or the cake toppers, if you want to be a little more clean.
Or the cake toppers versus the hill toppers.
Or you can tell your favorite glitchy demon about the show. That's how we grow, Bessie. That's how we keep coming back each and every week, by sharing it with one or two people.
Okay, Bestie. Until next week, make sure you watch the boner game and cheer for your boners. And...
Sweet dreams, bitches.
It's just too good, Mindy. It's just too good, the boners. Had to be brought up more than once.
Had to. Yeah, it was a recurring theme of tonight's. Yes.